This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. Search and rescue crews are sifting through the partially collapsed Florida condominium building where at least 18 people were killed and 145 are still missing. The rescue operations resumed late Thursday, on the same day that President Joe Biden and First Lady Jill Biden visited the devastated community, meeting privately with families. Before visiting a memorial near the site of the tragedy in the oceanfront community of Surfside, Biden announced that the Federal Emergency Management Agency will provide temporary housing and other urgent needs for those made homeless by the disaster. Hundreds of search and rescue personnel have been searching the rubble for potential signs of life for days now, but no one has been rescued since the first hours after the collapse last Thursday. Australia announced plans to reduce commercial passenger arrivals by half due to the emerging risk of the COVID-19 Delta variant as parts of the country emerge from lockdown Friday. Prime Minister Scott Morrison told reporters in Canberra that Australia will cap weekly arrivals at 3,000, down from 6,000 by July 14th, to reduce pressure on hotel quarantine. Australia has already has gone. Some of has gone, rather, already. Australia already has some of the world's tightest border restrictions aimed at keeping COVID-19 out. Morrison also said a vaccine would be made available to every Australian who want one by the end of the year. Almost half of the Australian population has been locked down for the past week due to infection clusters. Several cities, Queensland and Northern Territory, came out of lockdown on Friday. For more news, please join us, voanews.com. Via remote.